ZHAD 2019 marks 20 years of improvements. ZHAD 2019 has come out of beta and into release, marking the 20th anniversary of developers Vsoft. Many of the beta features of the DWG-based CAD program remain the same, though there are a few additions and improvements in stability and efficiency. The Dynamic Blocks feature, which debuted in the beta, allows users to create and edit so-called dynamic blocks according to user-defined rules. These rules take the form of parameters and actions. Vsoft provides the example of a door. You can adjust action, the length, parameter, of the door, dynamic block, by dragging on the grip. Also debuting in ZHAD 2019 is the ability to add a PDF underlay via the .ptattach command. Users can adjust the colors and transparency of the PDF, and objects will snap to it appropriately. Users can also attach and underlay DWFX files. The layer manager has also been improved in ZHAD 2019. Formerly a dialog box, the layer manager is now a palette that allows users to edit in the drawing area with the layer manager open. This makes layers much more convenient to manage, as users can immediately see their changes take effect. ZHAD 2019 also introduces annotative objects, which adjust their size automatically based on the view scale in the model space or layout viewport. This means that text and dimensions will scale properly with drawings and not shrink to the point of illegibility. In ZHAD 2018, Vsoft introduced a new dark color scheme. While some users undoubtedly appreciated the revised UI, Vsoft has decided to satisfy everybody and bring back the light scheme as an option in ZHAD 2019. Finally, in addition to general stability and performance improvements, ZHAD 2019 adds two new features: Smart Plot, allowing users to plot multiple frames from the model space at once, and Z-Tracking, allowing users to draw lines parallel to the Z-axis without needing any construction lines. To learn more about ZHAD 2019, and gain access to a free trial, visit the Vsoft website.